toll-free and take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there for free. Of course, you can get interactive in various different ways on our site. And, again, all free for you. FreeTalkLive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Of course, we will take your phone calls about anything. And then, actually, Mark, last night we started something we never even got a chance to really get through very much of. The seven sins of the forced education system. If you could pull that up.
I'm ready to go with it.
Hopefully we'll pick that that ball up again here. But we were talking about jury tampering in reference to what has happened with the Bob Constantine trial here in New Hampshire, which we've been covering in depth on the show for the last couple days. And the verdict came in today from the jurors. They decided that he could not be found guilty on the alleged growing of marijuana charge, which was a felony. They could not find him guilty of another felony, I guess, growing of marijuana charge as well, which is a lesser charge, but still a felony. And they did find him guilty on possession of marijuana, which is going to hold a penalty of 60 days in jail, a year's suspended, 10 months suspended sentence, and 2 years probation. So, you know, it's not exactly something that is anybody, I think, as you said, Mark, it's the best thing that's happened. You said you'd be doing cartwheels about it. I'm not as excited to do cartwheels, but I am excited because it is the best jury result that we've seen thus far in the liberty movement here in New Hampshire.
And it bears mentioning that the prosecution offered him something superior to this in order to settle. So he had the best possible outcome, and he was offered something better in a settlement. And this just goes to show how utterly broken and disgusting the judicial system is. A man who has harmed no one, who is growing plants, gardening, has been given a sentence through a win, like a real win with some jurors that took a stand against these immoral laws, has been given a sentence that was harsher than what the prosecution offered him in the negotiation process. It's disgusting.
So one of the things we were talking about,
By the way, this is a medical marijuana situation. This isn't some guy who was just growing it for whatever recreational purposes he had. I don't have a problem with it either. I'm just saying somebody out there listening.
He wasn't allowed to talk about that, by the way.
Has an issue.
Just so you know, he was not allowed to bring that up.
Right, and this is what trials are like in the United States of America. I'm sorry, when you tell somebody that they can't defend themselves in this way, that way, it takes that whole "this is a fair trial" thing and it tosses it out the window.
Yep, it makes it easy to get railroaded.
So we were talking about tampering with jurors because some folks were outside holding signs in front of the courthouse, and there's this jury entrance, which is easily accessible, and so we were standing around holding signs like "No Victim, No Crime," "Vote Your Conscience," was one of the signs that I had. Mark, do you think that one's jury tampering? Let me read you the definition of jury tampering from the Florida statutes. I was able to find that one. Tampering with jurors: any person who influences the judgment or decision of any grand or petit juror on any matter, question, cause, or proceeding which may be pending or which may by law be brought before him or her as such juror with intent to obstruct the administration of justice shall be guilty of a felony of the third degree.
No, and I'm telling you, look, I'm not advocating for anybody being arrested on anything here. I'm just telling you that I believe from their definitions that holding up that sign that said 7 years, you know, 7 years for gardening. Or
only that one, though. You're saying vote your conscience is not attempt to influence a juror?
No, I don't think it is, because it's not obstructing the business of justice or whatever it is on the end. You see, the judge said that that information could not be given to the jury in the trial, so therefore giving that information to the jury outside the trial is jury tampering.
But the judge
it's the
can
same
only
reason
control.
The jurors are told, you know, don't go out and look at information on this case, because they don't want them to find out information that they're not allowed to be given in the courtroom. Well, they want to control the information flow to the jurors. So therefore, giving a juror information outside of a courtroom, if you went to one of their houses and you said, hey, you know what, he could get up to 7 years for this, do you think that they could get you for obstruction, or excuse me, for tampering with a jury?
I don't know, Mark. You're
I'm telling you, yes, I think they can.
They can certainly go after you for anything they want to, but it's very interesting that they didn't decide to make that arrest. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hello, John.
Hey, John.
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I might be the guy to talk to on a couple of these issues. I was calling in general about my perception about the jury. I was the guy holding that 7-year sign.
That's right. Thank you for doing it.
Huh?
Thank you for doing it.
You're welcome, and, you know, my pleasure. Yeah, so we can get to the tampering first, or we can get to it after. Let me tell you, let me address what I wanted to do
sure.
first, I think, with my general perception with what happened with the jury. We often hear and say it only takes one juror to nullify this case. So this gets to what Ian's saying, is it or isn't it? Full nullification? We're always saying it only takes one. We hear these conversations, and we say this stuff ourselves, and I hear it at the court this week. It looks like maybe one juror is holding out. And I say, why do you think it's just one juror? For all we know, it might be the guy with the cane, who was the grumpiest among them, who's going, I'm refusing to go on with the 11 of you who want to let him go.
Nothing like a cranky Yankee, you know?
Right? We don't know. We don't know that it's one guy holding out or one woman. It could very well be the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been 11 that wanted to free Bob. But I'm guessing if it was only one holding out, they would have held the jury longer and said, why don't you guys keep working on it? When the jurors, when they sent the note saying, we're not going to be able to decide this, they were locked hard.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm.
So now I'm out there holding the sign, and I don't target the jury, and that's just the way I am. Some people might go, oh, John, you're being tricky. Okay, you don't want to get caught tampering with the jury. No, this is the way I am. Anybody who witnesses me, who has known me for any amount of time, knows when I go and do this stuff, I'm not looking for jurors. I'm trying to alert the public that there are things going on inside that building that they need to know about. When I hand out brochures on jury outreach, I don't just hand them to jurors. I hand them to lawyers. I hand them to the victims that are coming, the police state's victims. I give them to the lawyers. I give them to the workers. In fact, a month ago when we were at this particular courthouse, one woman said, actually, I'm the prosecutor. And I reached in my back pocket and I said, well, maybe you'll want to have this one.
Here you are,
this
ma'am.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Here you are, ma'am.
Yeah, well, I had a special one for her. I said, maybe, and I put my fingers in the quotes thing. I said, maybe we're going to give you a little more business because we're going to start encouraging people not to take the plea. So you'll be seeing, you know, as the activism ramps up, we'll give you a little more business. But anyway, that's going in a different direction.
Yeah, I do the same thing, by the way, here in Keene. We target anybody that walks into the courthouse, but we are doing it specifically in the time of day when jurors are expected to arrive, or prospective jurors, rather, are expected to arrive. And so despite that, for the 3 years we've been doing jury outreach, never once has anyone ever threatened us with any kind of jury tampering of any sort.
Well, I would think when the jurors are arriving is a good time. There's a lot of people coming in and out of the building.
Right.
Yeah, and so when I stand there with a sign, I think that anybody, including the judge who drives by and I wave to him, or the sheriff and all his deputies who drive by, or the bailiffs and I wave to them, or the construction workers who are going by, and everybody else whom I wave to, this is general. Now, okay, when it gets to be the juries over here, that's where the action is. Guess what? I'm still informing the public.
Very good job.
So anyway, so there I am on the tampering thing. Anyway, what's my perception? So I spent a lot of time out there, as Jason said. Whenever there's a break, I'm out there.
Yep.
Mostly when I get to see all the jurors. So when there's a break, I get to see, you know, there's like three jurors out there smoking.
Mm-hmm.
But when, you know, at the beginning of the day, I'm seeing people coming in, and after a while I go, oh, that's one of the jurors. And I'm not targeting them. They're just people coming in the parking lot. And I notice some of them want to put, like, the blinders on when they drive by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some people, they look like, oh, I want to look over there, but I'm not supposed to. Some people look like, oh, I'm going to get in trouble. Others look like, oh, I really don't appreciate your message. And others look like, oh, I need to know that.
Hmm. It's certainly worth being out there, and I'm glad you were there. And thank you, John, for standing up for Bob Constantine.
Thanks for your hard work in this one, John.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight as well. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We had over 40 activists there over the 2 days I was there, I think. But we could have had more, and so there's a lot of room to grow here. So come on up and join the fun. We'll tell you more about how you can do that with the Pork Fest coming up here in a moment. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As a Major League Baseball umpire for over 30 years, I've learned focus is everything. That's why I switched to a complete multivitamin with more. Only one a day men's 50-plus advantage has both ginkgo for memory and concentration, plus support for heart health. Centrum can't give you all that. And in this game, I want every advantage.
One a day men's 50-plus advantage, the official multivitamin of Major League Baseball.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y diet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. The dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo show they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com. You can go there, and if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. All right, so we've been talking about the Bob Constantine trial, wrapped up today with the jury deciding to not find him guilty But he was not found not guilty either. It was a hung jury on the charge of growing marijuana.
Manufacturing.
So-called manufacturing. And they did find him guilty instead on a possession charge.
Right. I think it's important to say the manufacturing because it just shows how ludicrous all of this is. You can't manufacture a plant. You grow plants.
Well, that's the legal land for you, where words mean things that they don't normally mean in the English language.
Well, and people need to be shown day in and day out how those folks in the legal world communicate in different fashions than we do.
Yet they expect you to understand all their laws and obey them, right?
I mean, right. Like, how am I really going to go about manufacturing marijuana? I mean, speak English, people.
So we're going to give you a chance to meet some of the people that you hear about so much on this radio program. Because a lot of people out there listening, I've heard people say that they didn't believe it was real. That they heard, I heard you Free Talk Live guys talking about all these activists and these activism things happening up in New Hampshire. And come on, it's not really like that, is it?
Yeah, come on, you guys aren't actually. There's not a bunch of people really doing something for freedom up in New Hampshire, is there?
Well, this goes to show that there is.
Well, there is indeed, and you can prove it for yourself by actually coming out to meet these real-life human beings at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's a great opportunity to do that, a great excuse to come up to New Hampshire and to experience the beauty, the natural beauty that surrounds us here. It's going to be happening at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's just an incredible location, same place it was last year. It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, also known as Porkfest. You can go to porkfest.com to get registered, PORCFEST.com, and also learn a lot more about the event and what to expect. What you can expect is just a group of some of the most amazing people coming together for a week-long camping excursion. Now, if you can't make it for the whole week, don't worry. Come up for the weekend. Whatever amount of time you can spend at Porkfest will be worth your while. It is a great experience to be with these people. I mean, it's just an incredible group of folks. And there's all kinds of things going on, everything from more adult kind of partying happening and to family fun. And actually, I just got an email from the Porkfest organizers today about some of the family fun activities that they've got going on. Because we've kind of touched on the fact that there will be activities for families and kids, but we haven't really gotten into to detail about them. So from here's just a kind of a quick rundown. They're going to have the first ever Family Fun Carnival on Saturday at Porkfest. The biggest family event of Porkfest, including the Dunk Tank fundraiser, which, by the way, myself and Mark will be a part of.
I cannot wait to dunk you in that water.
I also hear that Sovereign Curtis.
I don't care how much money I have to spend.
Is going to be up there, as well as the Free State Project's president. The Family and Little Kids Olympics happening on Friday. So they'll be playing all kinds of fun games like hula hooping and bubble popping and stuff like that. An educational forum where if you're concerned about state regulations, finding homeschooling groups, or getting to know the individuals who are fighting for parental rights, this will be a one-stop shop addressing those concerns. So educational freedom activists, homeschoolers, and unschoolers will be answering questions and discussing various aspects of education in New Hampshire.
You know, and a lot of parents really want to know this. They're, getting into the, they like the idea of homeschooling. They like the idea of unschooling. They don't know much about it. There's concerns that they have one way or the other. And it's awesome, awesome to have people to ask questions that have been through it. In some cases, some of these people have been through it many, many times because they've got, five or six kids.
The Youth Agora Expo. Youth can display, sell, trade, or barter for their creations, expertise, and wares. Do you make lollipops, have a collection of cards to trade, embroider, knit, carve wood, fix computers, collect coins, have a skill worth teaching, paint, make marshmallow guns, or have a collection of silly bands to trade? Sign up at registration. So the opportunity to engage in some free market activities. But also other like youth specific stuff like crafts, games and activities, family hikes, a pool and pizza party. There's going to be a Monday mixer. So to kind of start things out at the beginning of the week, they'll have a teen mixer. Family field trips will be available, plus the scavenger hunt, campsite classes, bonfires. I mean, it's going to be a blast. If you've got kids, you should bring them to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But if you are somebody who is also, maybe you're a prude, I don't know if you want to be bringing, yourself to this. Because I heard there's also going to be like a head shop at Porkfest. So you've got to be okay with the idea of seeing maybe some inebriated people. Because it's also an adult event as well as being a family fun event. So I guess if you're more of an open mind.
Some, though, during the day when you're wandering around, I didn't notice anybody who appeared to look like a homeless person.
No, I didn't notice that either.
I didn't see that.
But there is some open cannabis smoking going on, and if that offends you, then you may need to be a little cautious. But otherwise, yeah, I think that the Liberty community generally is very tolerant of those sorts of activities and understanding of them, and so hopefully you will be as well. Go to porkfest.com to get registered. Use our discount code FreeTalkLive to save yourself 20% on the registration. That's FreeTalkLive without any spaces in it. PORCFEST.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Jeff is in Idaho. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, the reason for my call is here recently in Idaho, the state superintendent of schools introduced a bill, and it was actually passed, to eliminate teacher tenure and introduce teacher merit pay, meaning if they do a great job, they get paid better. If they do a poor job, they do poorer. That kind of got me thinking about some options with every other government bureaucrat, and I kind of wanted to know your thoughts regarding that.
Okay.
Kind of brings like a market element to a bureaucracy.
Well, in this case, if I can comment on these particular instances, I think that it generally is a bad idea. It's like putting it's like putting icing on a turd when you do these kind of situations where you're trying to get the government bureaucracy to act like the marketplace. I just don't think it's possible, and I think that it. It's almost unfair. The teachers that get these merit raises are teachers that are able to more successfully teach to the test. And I don't want my kid taught how to take, you know, their test or whatever it is that they want, my son to learn. I want my son to learn practical things about living. And the fact is, kids learn through having fun. That's what play was developed through. So when you have these situations where we're going to sit down and we're going to get some academic work done, kids, well, yippee, isn't that fun? So that's my thought on that. Go ahead.
You know, I just saw, by the way, the documentary called The Cartel, and it was all about education and how a lot of bad teachers will just sit and not do anything and not teach. And those teachers should be fired. I mean, there are teachers who try, who maybe aren't as good as the best teachers, but they try, and they try to teach, and they try to do a good job. But there are teachers, clearly, who are just completely incompetent, lazy, and don't do anything, and don't teach anybody. And they should be out, and because of tenure, it prevents them from being fired. And I think eliminating tenure would be a good idea.
There you go, Jeff. Any other thoughts?
No, I listen to you guys daily, have for years, and I love the show.
Glad you're out there, dude. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You may take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. Good thing he brought us back around to the school discussion because we do want to continue.
Pay him for a segue?
No. We do want to continue with the 7 educational sins by the forced indoctrination system. And Mark will share that with us here in a few moments. Of course, we'll take your calls as well about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. We've got archives. If you've missed a moment, they're right there on the top of the website, last week's worth. Then click into the archive section, and that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. It's all free at freetalklive.com.
We've been talking about schooling and the judicial system on the show tonight. Well, if you didn't get any real schooling on the judicial system in school, here's the schooling you should have gotten. It's jurisdictionary.com, and I can assure you, you didn't get the sort of information that you need in order to move the court, to get evidence, to move for discovery. All the things that you need to know when you go into court, you'll get from jurisdictionary.com. It works for people without lawyers who have to know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers who want to minimize their legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what they should be doing. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy, the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD set in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. I've got it. It's a great course, and I'm studying up on it because I've actually got something coming up, too, at jurisdictionary.com.
It made a difference, I think, for Bob Constantine, the guy who was found. He was not found guilty, but he was also not found guilty. I think that he may have done worse had he just allowed a lawyer to handle that case. Mm-hmm. I think that he did better with this marijuana charge case that he faced this week because he was able to directly connect to people. I think that makes a difference rather than just being that guy sitting over there at that table looking strange, mm-hmm. you know? I'm not saying Bob Constantine looks strange.
But no, but that's kind of how it
to
is.
To the juror.
Yeah, well, the defendant, yeah.
That's the criminal.
accused.
It's different when you, the so-called criminal, get to actually speak to the jury.
Yep.
Plus, there's a lot more leeway as well for individuals in those cases. So, jurisdictionary.com. All right, so let's continue here. We'll take your phone calls and then continue discussing education. First, Andrew is on the line with us in Michigan. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was thinking about Bob Constantine, or he's also referred to as Weta Clause, right?
Yes. That's correct.
Well, like, what if we took the folk image of Weta Clause? Like, I'm thinking about those 1950s claymation type movies with puppets and Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yeah, Christmas Island and that kind of thing.
Yeah, like, what if we made one but took Weta Clause and implanted him and tried to make a movie about it? Like, I'm just thinking...
Are you talking about animation or live action?
Those are animation, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't even imagine where one would start making the animated, 30-minute movie or whatever of Weta Clause.
Well, probably you wouldn't want to do 30 minutes. You'd probably want to do, like, web episodes, 2 minutes or something like that, something to make it more YouTube-compatible.
Good idea.
But, yeah, it's a fine idea. If, if you're an animator or you know somebody, you should do that.
Yes, I certainly wouldn't rain on your parade. It sounds like a great idea.
Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's about it.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, anybody with a great idea should put it out there. And, of course, the trick with a great
totally
idea...
It's a great idea if you do it.
Right. The trick with a great idea is that usually you have to get other people... If you don't... Like, for instance, if Michael... Andrew doesn't have the technical ability to do this, if he doesn't have the ability to do the animation, for instance, make a Flash video or something like that, if he can't do that on his own, then he has to inspire someone else. And that's the tricky part.
Inspire him or pay him.
Because I've had what I consider to be a great idea for a long time, and I've never actually taken in the ball and run with it, and nor has anyone else. Even though I've been told what a great idea that is. So you have to get people to essentially... I don't know how you do it in a lot of cases.
Right. If you knew how to do it, you'd have gotten them to do it, right?
Yeah. My idea was to essentially go into the city council meeting prior to the city council actually meeting, like maybe 20 minutes prior, and go in and just sit down in their chairs, or half an hour prior, and sit down in their chairs.
With your feet up?
And hold your own council meeting. And it essentially would be a mock meeting where you would be satirizing what they do as a city council. You know, you could grab the gavel and one of them would be the mayor and the others would be the council members. And you could have, you know, some local business owner or someone representing a local business owner come in and, you know, bow down and kiss the boot of somebody and, you know, trying to get like a sidewalk permit or something like that. You know, some absurdity, taking something that they do on a regular basis and making it funny by poking fun at it, satirizing it to some extent. But that would require a significant level of participation, as well as dedication.
Yeah, you need as many city councilors as there are.
No, you wouldn't have to do it one for one.
You need multiples.
You would need probably a good 5 people, though. One for the mayor, maybe a couple city councilors on both sides of him. And you probably also need people there to videotape it and people to participate as the audience or the anyway, it's a big idea, and I think that there probably are enough people to do it, but then again, it may be a risk of a possible disorderly conduct charge. So you never know. Whenever you step out of the box of the political realm, there's always the chance that something that they might put some bracelets, metal bracelets on you, put you in a cage.
But you'd be desecrating their sacred room.
That's the idea, is to laugh at them and point at them and make fun of them, because they hate that. They hate it when you don't take their system seriously. And, of course, there's some activists that hate that as well. Some of the people in the liberty movement can't stand it that a number of us just don't take the system seriously, and we laugh at them, and we make fun of them. And I think that that's one of the most effective things that you can do, because if you can laugh at these tyrants as they are tyrannizing you, then it takes away some of their power.
Well, you're not laughing at the activists that are involved in the political system. You're laughing at the tyrants that are in the political system.
Right.
I just want to make it clear. It didn't sound entirely clear.
Well, laughing only goes so far, but that can also escalate the tension between you. But I think that getting the tyrants to realize what they're doing is probably the most powerful thing you can accomplish, by letting them realize that they are basically inflicting violence and coercion against innocent people.
Well, Mark Stevens had a good suggestion for that, Wayne. I don't know if you saw this, but over at freekeen.com, I reposted his recent article about the affidavit of fear. And what Mark suggests is that there are a number of people, probably the super majority of people that might consider themselves activists or fancy the idea of being an activist, We've said over and over on this show, there are different roles for everybody. Not everybody can do civil disobedience. I happen to think it's a pretty powerful thing, but I also understand that only a very select amount of people are in the right life circumstances and have the right mindset in order to allow them to do that. So for the rest of us that aren't doing those things but still want to do something to get the word out about freedom and stand up at some, to some extent, Mark Stevens suggests the affidavit of fear. And the idea is that whenever you have to do something that you, like the government makes you do something that you otherwise would not want to do, like get a business license or get a, you know, pay taxes, pay property taxes, you name it. Whenever you've got the opportunity to, say, send a check into the state, you send an affidavit of fear along with it. Like a, you know, nice page or two-page document that essentially outlines why it is that you're doing this. Like, you know, hey, Mr. Bureaucrat, I'm sending you this check today, but only because I'm afraid of what it is that you and your people will do to me if I don't. And you kind of explain that in detail and why it is. You're not doing this of your own volition. This is not a voluntary act on your part. This is an act based out of fear. You are cutting them this check for the property tax or the car registration fee or whatever the item is that they're demanding of you. You're doing this because you are afraid of them. Just to let those bureaucrats know, to make it so that they're not just able to go along with their daily tasks and ignore
at,
that.
At the, they'll never have seen something like this, and they'll probably not even be thinking that they're, you know, that they participate in a system like this. So at the very least, it's
a heads up.
Yeah, it lets them know.
Right. Rather than you just being one more check for them to process, it'll stand out. And if more people start to do this, then it'll become something a little more common for them, and then they'll realize that this is a growing movement. So I think it's a neat idea. And that's something you can do anywhere. You don't have to be in New Hampshire to do something like that. And it's entirely passive. You know, it does not, it's not a threat or anything like that. It's just saying, hey, I'm scared of you. That's why I'm doing this. So you can go to markstevens.net. That's Mark with a C. His article's there. It's also over at freekeen.com. Search for Affidavit of Fear, and that'll bring it up. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Still plenty of time for your calls, your thoughts. You can bring up absolutely anything. Plus, if we get a chance, we'll talk more about the seven educational sins of the forced indoctrination system. 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow.
guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Speaking of those features on the website, by the way, we've got our mobile site. You can actually go to m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams and our podcast as well. That's m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI.
All right, so we continue taking your phone calls about what you'd like. Let's go to Hannah listening in Connecticut. Hannah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi.
Hey there.
So I just wanted to, I thought it was worth mentioning in regards to Bob Constantine's trial that besides his jail sentence, and probation. He was also ordered to pay a $1,000 fine. And I think he would really appreciate if people could help him out with that.
I didn't realize he intended to pay that fine. I should have asked Jason Talley from this City Evolution Fund.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's a good question. There's a something set up for him on his website where people can chip in for that.
What is his website? What is his website?
Oh, it's weedaclaws.com.
Oh, okay.
And if you want to, and if you go to weedaclaws.shipin, that's one word, C-H-I-P-I-N.com, then you can, there's a little widget there where you can contribute.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely interested in knowing if he is or is not intending to pay that, because a lot of activists up here refuse to pay the fines that are levied
after
against
him. After you've spent the 2 months in jail and whatever else he's got to do, he may very well just not want to spend. You can give you have to give $50 a day, basically.
Correct.
Is what his jail time is worth, and so therefore he'd have to spend
another month.
Yeah, that wouldn't be much fun.
So yeah. Thanks for the heads up on that, Hannah. Anything
Sure.
else you want to share?
Well, just to try to convince people to chip in, I mean, legal fees are expensive, and I'm sure he depleted a good amount of his savings during this trial. So, yeah, so anyway, he'd really appreciate that. So go to WeedaClaws.shipin.com.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate hearing from
you.
Yep. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The sad part about paying fines is that it's money that goes to enrich the aggressors. It's
Indeed.
Money that goes directly into the coffers of the very people who brought this case against him. It will go to pay that woman who, the prosecutor, the Harridan, who had attacked him in court. And that is really distasteful to a lot of activists, the idea of paying that fine. Many people would rather spend the time in prison, or an alternative that has worked twice for me but has not always worked for some activists. I know that Dale, who's normally on with us Monday nights, has tried this, and it didn't work for him. But I've tried it twice, and it's worked twice, where you offer to pay whatever the fine is to a local charity. Because typically they'll allow, instead of paying fines, they will typically allow people who are maybe they have difficulty with money, for instance, to work as a community service, mm-hmm. work a certain number of hours at like $10 an hour to pay off the fine, essentially. And so I would think that paying a fine to a community service-oriented group, like the homeless shelter, the food kitchen or something like that, whatever it is in your area,
whatever,
may also be something that could get an approval. So if I were Bob, I would put in for a kind of a motion to reconsider on that sentence and ask the man in the robe to, say, change that $1,000 fine into either a community service or, because I know that Bob actually does lawn mowing. He's mentioned this at his trial. He actually gets out onto the, I guess, one of the city fields or the town fields mm-hmm. in Grafton, and he mows the lawn in order so to save the town some money on having to hire someone to do it. He just does it out of the kindness of his own heart.
You'd be surprised how many people do that up here. You know, I don't know what it's like in other places.
So, I mean, that would right there probably qualify for some community service. So maybe look for community service option or paying the fine to a community organization rather than to the aggressors.
Oh, I agree entirely. It would make it far, far, far less distasteful. It's sad that, you know, whatever community service he might do is, you know, has to be documented and given to the court, but it's far better than paying some kind of fine.
All right. So 800-259-9231. Now, last night, Mark, we talked about education.
Yep.
And, Wayne, you homeschool your kids?
Yes, I do.
And, Mark, you are intending to homeschool Jack when the... I guess you technically are homeschooling him now, right?
He's at home. I'm educating him. He's three.
Right. So we've got a couple of homeschooling parents here. Unschooling. Do you do the unschooling thing, or is there more of like a curriculum with your wife?
We have a curriculum.
Gotcha.
But we also try to do a little of that, too. We try to expose them to different things, do volunteer work in the community, find something they're interested in and pursue it rather than just teaching them a curriculum. So, you know, we try to bring some of that in as well because I think that ultimately we're best at things that we teach ourselves anyway.
Yeah, and this is, you know, the unschooling, what it means largely is child-directed learning. And if anybody thinks about it just for a little while, you got to know that that's the only learning that works anyway, is the person, and we'll, you know, in this case it's a child, but I mean, in-person directed learning is the only kind of learning that works. If you're forced to learn something, you're not going to retain it. There's all kinds of crap that I learned in high school that I don't remember at all. I'm sure that somebody out there thinks it's very important that I learned cell structure and honors one biology or whatever it was. And, you know, the fact that I can't remember much of those things, you know, it makes it seem pointless to me. However, if cell structure was really important to me and I just really dug mitochondria or whatever, you know, then the kids should delve into that.
Well, one thing that everybody agrees on, and at least here in this studio, whether they're doing unschooling or homeschooling, is that the government school system really sucks.
Yeah, we're pretty much on board with that.
It is an indoctrination camp. And as was pointed out last night, we began this piece here from Psychology Today, I believe it was. It's a prison.
Yeah, the author here, Peter Gray, from PsychologyToday.com. You can go look at it yourself. This isn't some kind of libertarian manifesto here.
No, it's a college teacher.
Yes, a college professor writing in Psychology Today. He says the school's a prison and then makes a case for it. And then he goes on and says, now, here's another term that I think deserves to be said out loud. Forced education. Like the term prison, the term sounds harsh, but again, if we have compulsory education, then we have forced education. The term compulsory, if it has any meaning at all, means that the person has no choice about it.
Mm-hmm.
The question worth debating is this. Is forced education and the consequential imprisonment of children a good or bad thing? Most people seem to believe that it is, all in all, a good thing. But I think that it is, all in all, a bad thing. I outline here seven sins of the reasons why I think this is. In a list of what I refer to as seven sins of our forced, a system of forced education. And I think that these are so great, that's the reason that I'm bringing them out for everybody. Number one, denial of liberty on the basis of age. In a system of values and in that long endorsed by democratic thinkers, it is wrong to deny anyone liberty without just cause. To incarcerate an adult, we must prove in a court of law that that person has committed a crime or a serious threat to herself or others, yet we incarcerate children and teenagers in school just because of their age.
Mm.
This is the most blatant of the sins of forced education. So just basically, you know, you've got to do it, kid. You don't like it? Tough.
I just talked to one lady today who has come to the conclusion that the state is a terrible entity. And that it's doing harm to families and individuals. And she came to the realization that she needed to pull her kids out of government school. And she came to this realization relatively quickly, and she made the move to do so relatively quickly. She did not linger on it for very long. She was very decisive, decided to remove her kids from the government indoctrination camp. Unfortunately, her odyssey did not end there. The government indoctrination camp was very upset about this because they believe they own your children.
Yeah, once they're in, your kids are in their possession, then, well, it's they're theirs.
Right, so they brought her to court, and it was essentially the school versus her. And the school,
so she didn't put them in some kind of private school. She
was going to homeschool.
Going to homeschool.
And
she's here in New Hampshire?
Yes, and she had filled out whatever stupid form she had to fill out to pull her kids out of the school, and I guess there's some sort of requirement that you have to tell them what your homeschooling curriculum is going to be.
Oh, yeah, all kinds of stuff. The harder they can make it, they do. And New Hampshire is better than most states, but that doesn't mean that they want to make it easy on you.
Right, so they took this woman to court, and it's not quite over yet. Apparently the judge sounded like he was leaning towards siding with her. But interestingly, the people who were the plaintiffs in this case, the school board, is essentially saying out loud that because she's a free stater, that she shouldn't be able to educate her children. Now, she's not even a free stater. She's a New Hampshire native. But she's associated with free staters, and that's good enough. More coming up. Hour 3 is next. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey this November. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're about $600 double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.